Hello, this is Lenny.
Hello, Lenny. How are you?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Hold a minute. Let me turn my phone up. Hi, Lenny. How are you? This is RV at Cofield calling from Horizon Surplus Recovery. I got your information from Mario Jordan. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, gave him the telephone number and said this will be the person to speak with in regards to the matter. And it's regarding a property at 1483 85th Cohasset Avenue related to Kevin Daniels. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay, then. Do you know a Kevin Daniels?
Yes. Someone did say last week. No, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
Yes. That's correct.
Yes. Sorry. What was your name again?
My name is A R V as in Vicky I E T T E. Yes, we reached out to you by text message. Yes.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week, and you know, she is very smart. I'll give her that, because you know, she was the first in the family to go to university, and she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing. So what more can you tell me about it?
Okay, then. So may I ask, how is Kevin related to you?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there.
Okay, how is Kevin Daniels related to you? I was asking, how is Kevin Daniels related to you?
Could
is that
you
your
say
son?
That again, please.
Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, Kevin.
Yes.
Yes, how is Kevin Daniels related to you?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Okay, I'm calling regards to the property. Can you hear me? It's 1483 85 CHASSETT Avenue. It's in Lakewood, Ohio.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here, because I went for something that I shouldn't have.
You gave out too much information.
But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know, job or phone call or whatever it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, so you may have given that other party a little bit too much information about the situation, and she may have gotten upset. That's what it sounds like.
Well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
Right. So I was trying to find out, how are you related to Kevin? Is Kevin, is that your son? Is that your brother? Is that your brother-in-law? Or how is Kevin related to you?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Okay, so basically, the first thing I need to find out is a lot of times you don't want to give out too much information, and that's understandable because you want to make sure that you are talking to the right party. You want to make sure you're talking to the right relative or someone that's entitled to speaking on the funds as far as they're concerned. So that's the reason why we do, and I do, you know, I ask those questions to make sure that I'm speaking with the right party because I don't want to give up too much information to someone and then the family member or somebody gets upset. So I do know that. Yes, sir.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here.
It's something that
I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before.
Yes, you did. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
She says that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for one second here? Hang on.
Oh, no problem, sir.
So, sorry about that.
No, take your time.
Sorry, what were you saying?
Yes.